Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your Monday morning. Buy a poppy from Max Topolnicki. Wish him a happy 100th birthday. The annual Royal Canadian Legion poppy sales campaign is underway, and in Sudbury that means you might get a chance to say happy 100th birthday to Max Topolnicki, a longtime Legion member and Canadian Army veteran. Topolnicki was out at the Long Lake Road Walmart Friday selling poppies to members of the public, as he has done for several years in the past. People have to appreciate the freedom and democracy we have in Canada. Appreciate this, said Topolnicki. The former Sudbury miner was born on November 19, 1923 on a farm near Dauphin, Manitoba. He looks forward to celebrating his 100th birthday next month, although he said several family members already celebrated his 100th during the warmer weather earlier this year when it was easier for people to travel. Read the full story. The future's brighter for downtown, says business owner. Although not exactly thrilled about vacating the downtown property Alexandria's restaurant and lounge has occupied for 32 years, owner Mohammed Zodi said he sees the greater good. It's my baby, he said of the building, which the city of Greater Sudbury announced on October 24 it plans to purchase and demolish alongside other area properties by the end of next year. However, Zodi added that he sees the merits in the city's downtown land purchase. We're very happy, because I think the future's brighter for downtown, he said, adding that he hopes to see the city bring more development to the city's downtown core. As for Alexandria's restaurant and lounge, Zodi said he plans on developing a brand new building to house the popular eatery. It will be close to the city's downtown, he confirmed. Read the full story. Video. Calls for ceasefire at Sudbury Palestine Solidarity Rally. Chants such as, Free, Free Palestine, and, From the River, to the Sea, Palestine will be free, echoed in downtown Sudbury October 28 as hundreds of Sudburians gathered for a Palestine solidarity rally. The Sudbury event was held in light of the three-week-old war in the Middle East. A nonpartisan vigil for peace as well as a vigil for peace for the Jewish community have also been held in Sudbury in recent weeks. The Hamas-run health ministry now reports more than 7,000 Palestinians have been killed in the war. More than 1,400 people in Israel have been killed, mostly civilians who died in the initial Hamas rampage into southern Israel. In addition, 222 people, including foreigners, were believed captured by Hamas during the incursion, Israel's military has said. A vote at the United Nations General Assembly on October 27 saw the overwhelming majority of the world's nations call for de-escalation and an immediate humanitarian ceasefire. Canada abstained from the final vote after an amendment to the UN resolution condemning the Hamas attacks and demanding the safe release of hostages was rejected. We are all here today to come as one to march for peace and for humanity, said Sudbury rally organizer Areej Salem, representing Palestine Solidarity Sudbury. Read the full story and view the video. Photos, pre-Halloween zombie fun at Capriel's Railroad Museum. The Northern Ontario Railroad Museum was the place to be this weekend for some family-friendly, pre-Halloween fun. The events were themed around the movie, Zombie Town, starring Dan Aykroyd and Chevy Chase, which was filmed in Capriel and other areas of Greater Sudbury in 2022. Thanks to the partnership with Trimuse Entertainment, the makers of Zombie Town, the event featured some of the movie's local actors, who volunteered in the museum's zombie train escape room, as well as actual costumes and props. Other events taking place over the weekend included the Family Scare Fair, Scavenger Hunt, Pumpkin Patch, Costume Contest, screening of the movie, Zombie Town, and fireworks. All in all, the zombie train events are a great, low-cost day out for families, as well as an economic driver, given they bring people to Capriel, said Joanne Bowers, Chief Administrative Officer of the Railroad Museum. Read the full story and view our photos.